So excited for season one, episode one. Let's talk about how we can think about confidence in a way that works for us and not against us. Hello, hello. Welcome everybody to my podcast. This is season one, episode one, the very, very beginning. For those of you who are tuning in and don't know who I am, I'm Erin Foley. I am a professional development coach and speaker. I have a PhD in organizational communication, and I have been working with professionals for about 9 years, one-on-one, helping them to transition into new roles, new promotions, new jobs effectively, specifically dealing with all of those fears, the confidence crisis that comes up, the questioning of themselves, the feeling that people are judging them, all of those things that tend to impact how effectively we can learn the role and how much we even like the job. I help them really connect to their confidence, their capabilities. I help them to learn effectively, to perform well, and to feel good in their new role. So I'm here today because I am starting a podcast to share all of my knowledge with you, my years of coaching people, all of the experience I have in this specific transition that people make. Our careers are such a huge part of our lives, and to have a massive disruption emotionally to ourselves, our lives, our families can be incredibly overwhelming. At the beginning of my practice, I started noticing at that time it was mostly women. I'm seeing more men now coming to me over and over again because specifically they had recently transitioned and they were really questioning if they had made a mistake. I kept seeing smart, competent, capable people who suddenly were in a massive confidence crisis and who were at risk of potentially leaving because emotionally they felt like they couldn't do it, because they felt like they weren't learning fast enough, or they weren't going to perform well, or they didn't fit in. And I realized this was much more of a crisis than I had ever anticipated. I understood the mindset issues so well because after having so many years of coaching and training and researching this, I started to see how many of these mindset issues I had had to move through in my own life. And so now I work with people one-on-one, and I love the opportunity to help people come to really clean and clear decisions about a job fit and to not run out the door before they've had the opportunity to really show themselves what they're capable of in a job and to adjust and to transition and to allow themselves to be able to fit in and succeed. So that is the little intro of who I am. I will obviously not be giving that to you at the beginning of every episode, but at the beginning of this one, I wanted to let you know who I am and why I can help you with this information. So for this first episode, I want to start by talking about a pretty simple concept and a simple way of how I suggest that you should frame confidence, particularly when you are in this position of moving into something new where it's required that you learn a lot, that you adjust to new systems, new expectations, all of the things that can create a bit of an upheaval in our mind. I want to start by how I think about and talk about confidence. Some people talk about confidence as a state of mind. Some people talk about it as an action. Sometimes it's talked about as this thing that you either have or you don't have. They're either a confident person or not a confident person. I find that this framework can be a little tricky, particularly for my clients who are high achievers and sometimes perfectionistic. And there's this way of using this idea against themselves that they're supposed to be, quote, a confident person. And so then when put in a situation where they are not feeling confident, they can use it against themselves. Why am I not feeling confident? I should have more worth by now. I should understand what I'm capable of, etc. I actually think it is more useful to think about confidence as an emotional state. And for me, for the way that I frame and understand my psychological perspective on how we feel really comes from this idea that our emotions are fluid, they come and go, they change, and they are based upon the circumstance that we are in and the thoughts that we have about that circumstance. So we're not meant to feel happy all the time, excited all the time, sad all of the time. We are meant to have an array of different emotions in any given situation, and which emotions that come up for us is really dependent upon what our own thoughts are about that situation. So, for example, if you love dogs, you're walking down the street, a dog's running towards you, your brain tells you, oh my God, this is my lucky day, here comes an adorable dog, and you then feel excited, right? Of course, all of this happens very quickly, so the emotion and the thought oftentimes are happening at like an unconscious level, and it's all very quick. Somebody else has the exact same circumstance. They're afraid of dogs. They see a dog running towards them. Their brain is thinking consciously or unconsciously, oh my God, I'm in danger. This dog is huge. And they have the emotional state of terrified. So the feeling state that they were in was really just dependent on whatever message their brain sent them in any given moment. And as you know, it changes, right? One moment you're excited about the dog. The next moment you walk in your house and your coffee spilled all over and you feel frustrated and your brain is telling you, I'm going to be late. Why can't I get my shit together? And you have a completely different emotional state. For me and for my clients, I find that conceptualizing confidence as emotional states, it allows you to understand why you sometimes feel it and why you sometimes don't feel it. That confidence, like anything else, comes and goes. It is also just based upon what your brain tells you in any given moment about any given circumstance. So if you were at work and you are taking on a task and you've done this task multiple times, you've seen a positive result, a consistent positive outcome when you've gone to do the task, you knew how to get from A to B, you got the outcome that you wanted. Your reason for feeling confident is because that circumstance, the positive result that you got multiple times, really comes from a thought of, I know what I'm doing. I understand how to do this. This isn't a problem for me, right? Like I said, sometimes those thoughts are conscious, sometimes they're unconscious, but you have a belief that you know what you're doing. And when you have that belief, your body then generates the emotion of confidence. It feels empowered, it feels calm, it feels confident. If you have a task and you haven't performed it multiple times, you haven't consistently gotten a positive result, you haven't consistently gone from A to B and gotten the outcome that you want, the thoughts in your brain are not likely going to be, I know what I'm doing, I know how to get from A to B. Because having those thoughts would be a little delusional, right? If you actually haven't done it before and you don't know exactly how you're going to do it, it's a little delusional to constantly be telling yourself, I know how to do it. And people will often try to will themselves into thinking, I know how to do it, I'm capable of doing it, I know how to do it, I know how to do it, as an attempt to get to that emotional state of confidence. This is not a method that I encourage people to use, because what I find is that your brain will call you on the bullshit. It doesn't believe it. It's going to tell you, no, I actually don't know how to get from A to B, right? You can't just like convince me that I know when I haven't actually done it yet, that we're not built for that kind of delusion, because it would put us into a risky situation frequently. So instead, your brain's probably telling you things like, I'm not sure what I'm doing. I don't really know exactly what process to use to get from A to B. So instead, you feel something different. You might feel uncertainty. If your brain's telling you, I have to figure this out, or I'm going to find a way to figure this out, you might have the emotion of determination. But oftentimes when people come to me, they're experiencing tons of self-doubt. So the reason why I'm breaking down this really obvious kind of evaluation of emotions and thoughts, and, you know, in a way it sounds kind of elementary, but the truth is that when you can remind yourself that you are not meant to feel confident in every moment, you can start by releasing the pressure that you have to generate this confidence out of nowhere very quickly. And you can start looking at generating some emotions that will be helpful for you in learning, in observing, in taking on your new tasks and challenges in this new role. So I like to really get my clients to start conceptualizing confidence differently, because I don't think it's actually useful to feel confident in every situation. I often give the example of a unicycle. And if I, you know, took you and threw you on a unicycle and you had never been on a unicycle before, if you just felt naive confidence, there's a good chance that it would be dangerous for you. You likely may not be cautious. You might not pay close attention to what's going on. You may not ask a lot of questions. You might not be slow in, you know, jumping on and moving and figuring out, you know, what it feels like to fall, how to balance, all of those things. So confidence is not necessarily the most useful emotion when we're learning something. It's great if you feel confident in your ability to learn, but you don't actually have to feel like, I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing, when you're trying to figure something out. And I think that people can get really confused and things can get all mucked up in terms of feeling like these larger societal messages about believing in yourself and being empowered means that there's something wrong with me if I'm not feeling that all of the time. But you're not going to feel happy all the time. You're not going to feel sad all the time. And you're also not going to feel confident all the time. And it's not always going to be appropriate for you to feel confident. So for me, I do expect to feel confident when I'm coaching because I've done it consistently, because I get positive outcomes consistently. So I have thoughts and beliefs that I know what I'm doing. I know how to get from point A to point B. If something goes off track, I will know how to course correct. All of those thoughts that come from experience and practice will generate confidence for me. If you put me on a highway in a major city and I am driving, I do not have the same thoughts and I do not have the emotion of confidence. I have the emotion of hypervigilance, of cautiousness. My brain is saying things like pay close attention, take your time. It's a different set of beliefs because I don't have the kind of experience and consistency with that I do with coaching. So for you today, I want to give you two strategies that I think are helpful when you are in this state of moving in and out of confidence and feeling probably uncomfortable because perhaps in your last job, you were used to feeling like you knew what you were doing. So you were able to generate that emotion of confidence with a lot of frequency. And now you're in this new space and things are feeling shaky often. So what I want to tell you to do is this. First of all, remember, believing in your ability to learn it is enough, right? That you don't have to be confident in the thing. It is helpful when you can learn with time that you have an ability to learn, and so you can be confident in your ability to learn, which is just a different focus. For me, when I am learning something different, I often try to generate a different emotion than confidence. Curiosity is an emotion, I think, that is great to generate when you're in something, things are feeling cloudy, things are feeling uncertain. Dropping into a deep state of curiosity can be really helpful. For some people, dropping into a state of determination can be really helpful. Dropping into a state of excitement about taking on this new challenge, expanding your skill set, etc. So I encourage you to try on some different feelings. If you find yourself during the day, I'm in self-doubt, your self-doubt is likely coming from this space that I'm supposed to feel confident and I don't, and I feel this gap. And so I'm holding on to this feeling of I don't know, versus I'm learning, I'm curious about this, dropping into that sense of determination, dropping into that state of feeling excited about what it is that you're taking on. The second strategy that I want to offer you is to pause at the end of your day and really look for moments when you felt, even just for a second, a sense of confidence. In your job now, it's really easy for the brain to get hijacked by all of the new things that it's learning, and it will drop out of noticing all the things that you do already know. I mean, as little as how to open your email, send an email, and communicate with people effectively. Like, drop into, what do I feel confident around? What do I know how to perform well? And reminding yourself of that and reminding yourself of those moments when you felt confident can be really helpful for the brain and seeing it's not gone. It's not a state that I either had or didn't have. It is a state that is constantly changing, and there are things in my workday that I feel confident around. And connecting to that can really help you not get swallowed by the moments and the strategies and the tasks where you don't have that same sense of competency and capability because you just haven't had the experience to have that yet. So if you're tuning in and you are someone who is really feeling like your sense of confidence has been shaken, I really want you to know that nothing has gone terribly wrong, and it's okay that your confidence comes and goes. Certainly, we want you to adjust to this role as quickly as possible. I want you to learn as effectively as you can, and spinning in that self-doubt can often interfere with that learning process. So that is episode one, season one, a quick and simple way of thinking about confidence as an emotion that comes and goes that I hope will be really helpful for you as you are transitioning and moving into learning all the things that you're learning in your new job opportunity. If you are someone who is finding that your brain is getting hijacked by this self-doubt, hijacked by all the fears of failure, and you want help transitioning quickly, finding your mastery and capabilities and competencies quickly and getting into a state of more consistent confidence, please feel free to reach out to me at Erin, M as in mindset, Foley.com. In the meantime, I'll be back with more great tips for you. So please tune in next week to hear more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great week.